Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Mary Lynn Buckley, and here are today's top local stories. It is really heating up outside with temps that could hit very high later today. Let's check in with meteorologist Joe Lundberg with Heather Zare breaking it all down for us.
And we are looking for a lot of heat as we go through the day. That heat advisory, as you mentioned, is in effect through 8 p.m. for the city, northern Nassau County, the lower Hudson Valley, and much of North Jersey. Overall, it's just going to be hot for today. We'll have clouds and sun, and temperatures head up to about 93 degrees with a humidity high as well. AccuWeather real field temperatures will be approaching 100 degrees. Now, the good news is that it's not going to last long, but the bad news is that there's a possibility for heavy thunderstorms that come with the cold front that's going to bring some change. We have a possibility for thunderstorms that can produce gusty winds and hail as they roll through the area later this afternoon into this evening. Behind that front, high 76 for tomorrow, so a much cooler and less humid day. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zare.
Thank you, Heather. Well, in the city, New Yorkers are trying to stay cool, trying to get through their day. Our Glenn Shuck is in Midtown catching up with people that are working outside on the job.
As I try to find some shade here outside of Central Park, I saw this Moroccan food truck maybe get some early lunch. I caught up with Chef Samir. He said it is so hot inside, it's beyond unbearable.
Whatever you're going to have outside, you're going to add like another 20, 25 degrees.
Wait a minute. So if it's 90, it's going to be like 110?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So how do you get through? How do you get through the day with that?
No choice.
You just do it.
You just do it, and you know, you stay hydrated, and yeah, forget.
You obviously love what you do. Is there any time during the day where you say, "God, I think I'm just going to go home"? Do you say that or no?
Yes, definitely. Like when it's close to 3 p.m., it's.
You've had enough.
That's it. You know, just thinking about the shower.
I definitely took my food to go. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here on Central Park South.
It's a good day to drink a lot of ice water, our Glenn Shuck. A teenage boy is now under arrest and facing murder charges in connection with a drive-by shooting in the Bronx. This happened near Bridge Park. Now, police say that the 911 call came in Friday night, and when they arrived, they found a 47-year-old man who was shot in the head. He later died at the hospital. The city has been encouraging New Yorkers that if you see a rat, to say something, join the so-called rat pack. But one Queens woman tells Pix 11 that by doing just that, reporting what she saw, she got hit with a pair of $300 summonses.
I would like to get my $600 back, and I'd like the city to pay more attention to the people when they tell them it's not their fault, it's the city's fault for the trees. The tree is here before I came. I'm here since 1958.
She thought she was doing the right thing and now has to pay for it. She says she's also out $1,000 for the money she spent on exterminators. The city's health department says they are reviewing her case. New charges against a Suffolk County woman in connection with a wrong-way crash that killed her 9-year-old son. We don't know yet if this includes murder, but they will be unsealed at her court appearance, which is next week. What we do know right now, prosecutors say Carrie Bedrick had her license suspended more than 50 times when she got behind the wheel of her family's SUV. They say that she was in the wrong lane of the Southern State Parkway when she slammed into a car head-on, and other cars were involved as well. Her 9-year-old son, Eli, sitting in the back seat, was killed in this crash. Police also say they found drugs in her car. She was arraigned on Friday and pleaded not guilty to a slew of charges, including drug possession, driving while impaired, and without a license, along with endangering the welfare of a child. A wave of controversy over Ho Hum Beach on Fire Island. Some are accusing the town of restricting access to this beach based on your race. But the mayor of Bellport Village insists that is not the case here. He explains the only access to the beach is by boat, and you have to be a Bellport Village resident to ride the ferry. Earlier this week, Brookhaven began a free boat service to allow others to come onto the beach, but Bellport Village say they didn't get the proper permit to have that service. Now, the village and the town, they say they're prepared to sit down and work out any sort of a compromise, but so far, that just hasn't happened yet. Well, the city is ramping up on cracking down on bus fare evaders with new measures soon going into effect.
Gothamist reporting that the surge in MTA agents and NYPD cops will begin today after both agencies met yesterday to map out their plan. And get to routes they believe are the most egregious hotspots for fare evasion. We've been hearing for weeks now from interim president of New York City Transit, Demetrius Critchlow, about this.
Individuals are literally evading a $2.90 fare that are going to plays, that are going out to dinner, that are going to work.
This suggestion from John Jay, adjunct, and former NYPD detective Ray Sarney.
Maybe there has to be an MTA way in which you can't access the bus at all unless the Omni card is passed through or the Metro card or whatever way they could do before they get onto the bus.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.